The Anchorage economy in 2011 is growing, and that's a trend likely to continue through 2014. The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation also says some sectors are actually stronger than expected. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
In January, the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation offers its annual forecast of the city's economic health for the upcoming year. In July, it traditionally offers a mid-year adjustment. That forecast tweaking took place yesterday during an AEDC luncheon at the Denina Convention and Civic Center. Bill Popp, president and CEO of the nonprofit corporation, told over 1,000 attendees that so far, overall, new job creation was a little stronger than anticipated.
Average employment through June was 1,300 jobs higher than the same 6 months in 2010. AEDC is now revising its projection to 1,400 additional jobs in 2011, up 300 from our original projection earlier this year.
Once again, Anchorage's healthcare sector continued as the pace setter in new jobs. That's an industry trend that continued even during 2009, when all but two sectors of the Anchorage economy lost jobs. Pop said AEDC and the McDowell Group, which works with the corporation to develop the forecasts, had thought that in 2011, healthcare would begin slowing down. They were wrong.
We projected 300 jobs in 2011, and now that looks to be significantly on the low side based on preliminary numbers through the first 6 months of the year. Average job counts for that period were 750 higher than the same 6 months in 2010. So for healthcare, we still haven't seen the end in growth, and we don't know when it's going to come.
Two other sectors of the Anchorage economy showing more job growth than predicted: professional and business services up 500, leisure and hospitality up 400 jobs. On the negative side, oil employment in Anchorage has dropped slightly so far in 2011. AEDC had predicted no net change this year. However, Pop said the 100 local job drop was an exception.
Now, statewide, and this is an important indicator, oil and gas employment is up approximately 800 jobs through the first 6 months of 2011 for an average of 13,100 workers. Now, this is an important economic indicator for our region, as 58% of Alaska's oil and gas workforce live in Anchorage, the Kenai Peninsula, and the Mat-Su Valley.
Construction employment in Anchorage remains flat so far in 2011. Pop says after declining job numbers since 2007, that's actually good news for the local construction industry. Government jobs in the city through May are down by 300, and retail has lost 100 jobs. Besides 2011 adjustments, Pop also offered a three-year forecast. He said signs of a slowdown in the national recovery has caused AEDC to temper its previous three-year vision. Still, buoyed by high oil prices, the overall picture remains positive.
Alaska and Anchorage are still in a position of relative economic strength, and modest growth is forecasted in all eight indicators.
Those indicators for Anchorage include 3 years of expected population growth to approximately 309,000 residents by 2014, annual employment growth between 1 and 1.5%, personal income growth from 4 to 5%, air passenger and cargo growth, an increase in city building permit values through 2014, continued slow growth in freight volume at the Port of Anchorage, and fairly stable oil prices of over $100 a barrel. Two influential unknowns, according to Pop, are the impact on Alaska of expected federal budget reductions and declining oil production. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.